And we are live with another BS show. And this is the biggest BS nonsense of our lives. What's up, Blades?
Rohan.
What is up? Oh, man. I got some dramas for you guys. I got some crap for you guys today. Oh, crap. I saw a video this morning that literally was using scare tactics for people to buy ExpressVPN. 619. Deja vu, is this yesterday? No, we are live, 619. What's up, Blades? Kiko, what's cracking? Jeremiah, Professor Sim, what is up? What's up, Dino? Flick Chick? Oh, Mike G.
Rohan. What did they say?
Oh, happy Friday. Happy days. You guys have no idea what I just saw this morning. And as you guys know, oh no, this is live. It is live. Must be very important. I don't even know how to stress how important this is. Like, okay, you guys know we do a lot of our pre-recorded shows and everything. And I'm like, you know what? I got to do this live because this cannot wait. This cannot wait. Nice ending, Kings. What happened? I missed it. Guy on the couch, what is up? So just giving it a few minutes while people are coming in, because I know people are going to be like, what is up? What's happening? So make sure you guys do hit that thumbs up as you guys are coming in. Whoo, I saw a video this morning that is trash. And as you guys know, I normally try to stay away from the drama from your mama and all that crap. And nobody really cares about all the crap. But I was like, you know what? Jeremiah, missed yesterday's show on lunch. Now watching. Wrong chat. It's all good, Lemo. Sup, morning, Chicken Sharon. How you doing? Sup, Donald D. Nice. Oh, my goodness. This is some monkey crap, guys. This is some monkey crap. What's up, Craig? Okay. So, big shout out to my co-host, Next Level. He's not here. He's taking care of a lot of stuff, guys. So, show must go on while he's taking care of life.
The next.
We will get there one day. Rohan, what's up? Rohan. There you go, Blimo. Share the video after your stream. For sure. Steam or stream? There's a lot of crap happening, guys. It is insane. So I wanted to... what's up, Troop? As you guys know, I really try not to do drama videos because sometimes it's just good to leave it alone. But literally my words, right when I saw this thing, I'm looking at the title right now. Fire Stick users, I'm going to read his title. Copyright violation sent to Fire Stick users. Watch to avoid. So mine's Fire Stick users, copyright violations, drama. Don't fall for this. Oh, man. Share the video. Maybe I'll share that. You know what? Well, I just gave you the title, so you guys could look it up afterwards. But yeah, I guess I'll share the video afterwards if you guys really want to see it. Two words came out of my mouth as soon as I was... Well, not even when I was done watching it. As I was watching it. But two words just kept coming out of my mouth. And it was, what the shit? Professor Kings, what's up, man? I was just, oh, man. Jeremiah says, I seen that, but I didn't click on it. Don't do it. For the life of you. This was so bad. And I mean, this was so, so bad. That is three words, huh? I said two words. What the shit? My bad. See, that's how jacked up I am right now, guys. I don't even know how many words are coming out of my mouth. What's up, Trevor? So, okay. There's another YouTuber that it's funny because a lot of us always make fun of this person. We're like, we're too tech savvy. And his video even says, maybe I'm too tech savvier than most YouTubers out there. And I did a comedy like skit last year, about a year ago, actually, where I said, turn on your VPN and see who's more tech savvy. And I showed Jackass. And then I showed, who is it? Lee TV. And when you turn on, Lee TV wins. So Jackass, Curiosity Cafe. I'm sorry I had to call your name out, but I have to do this. And you know what's even worse? I'm going to have to do multiple videos about this. I have to do multiple videos to clean up your freaking mess. This is going on freaking Fox News, guys, and CNN and everywhere. This is so disgusting. I'm going to have to do a video on streaming tech, and I'm going to have to do this on tech reviews on both of my channels, plus the podcast. I really wish Next Level was here because I know he would be like, he said what? I wish he would even jump on the show. If freaking Curiosity Cafe is around, I would glad you invite you to the show and ask you why you gotta freaking scare people to buy Express VPNs and saying Fire Stick users are getting, oh my gosh, I just, Grunstream says, I saw that video. What's up, Edwin? I like literally my blood is boiling so bad. So let me just do this. And I hope everybody could come together here as a big family and help numbnuts out. Trooper, get them. Let them have it. All I could do was shake my damn head when I watched it. Round one, live on YouTube. Ping! Again, search flicks. Sorry, dude. I know we typically post the audios first, but I had to go live and I had to do this. Man, I'm hot. I hope I'm not. Dude, I'm hot. Why am I hot? Why am I hot? Jesus, please help me. Everybody hold hands. We need to say a prayer. Please forgive me for the words I'm about to say because I do not know what I'm saying. You're giving him exactly what he wants, views and reaction. Actually, I'm not, because my views on my videos will not be the amount of views on his video. He had 45,000 views on that video. And I hope I do get 45,000 views on all the videos that I'm going to do based on what he's doing. Because those people who watched it, those 45,000 people, you know damn well, half of them at least, oh, I need to get Express VPN. I'm scared. I need to get this VPN because the cafe, who's very curious, says so. And I might get a letter from my ISP. Real quick, guys. What is the difference between throttling and your internet being shut down? What is the difference between internet throttling and your internet being shut down? Please post your comments. And of course, I always educate myself before I share any kind of knowledge that I have, and I don't want to talk out of my ass. Your ISP, everybody knows, is your internet service provider. Some people don't know what it is, and that's okay. ISP is your internet service provider. Now, when you say, wait, what are you talking about? What was the title? Who? I'm guessing I know who it was. You talking about clickbait? Oh, dude, Curiosity Cafe. Now I've sent his name multiple times. 30 people watching. Smack that thumbs up, guys. And his video literally was called "Copyright Violations Sent to Fire Stick Users Watch to Avoid." I'm like, you got to be the dumbest dude. And it's not even the dumbest. It's so bad that he literally was saying the way for you not to get a letter, the way for you not to get a summons to court, for you not to get sued, get yourself a VPN. And then in the same breath, he says, have you tried to watch football and then you're getting blocked and you're blacked out? Get a VPN to bypass that. That's when I just want to bop you in the nose. Stop it. Stop it. This is an internet fight, guys. Why? Okay, whose head just bopped? Like, whoa. Rojas just hit me. Tadao, what's up, dude? No, we're live. We're live. He's probably the one that gave me a thumbs down, huh? Curiosity. Oh, you're talking about me? All I got to say is...
Fuck off.
He is an attorney now. He's just like, I can't give legal advice, guys, but, you know, I don't know. Like, I know here in the States, we don't get... Oh, my God. It's like, dude, just shut the F up, please. Octavia, how you doing? Okay. Oh, man. Okay, here we go. Throttle equals slow down. Shut down means no internet. Thank you, Trevor. Apparently, this guy, Curiosity, thinks that throttling and being shut down is one and the same. He literally is saying, you will get shut down. They will start throttling you, and then that's it. I've actually met people, and I've talked to people. And actually, if you know of anybody, please say, I know somebody that's experienced that. That have had 5 megabytes of download speeds and have 0 buffering issues. 5 megabytes download speeds, 0 buffering issues. And I've talked to a couple subscribers, a couple users, and a couple friends that have either witnessed this or they are the ones that are doing this. And they're like, I never buffer. 5 megabytes. 5 megabytes download speeds, you can get on Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus. You can get on all that crap. No issues. Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's what they should do. They should throttle that channel. Five megabytes and no buffering. What the? What you watching? Music? It is just. No, there's been people that don't buffer because the thing is that they're connecting to a server. Their server's doing all the work. You can get really low speeds. I think I've heard 10 megabytes download speeds. I've heard 5. I've heard 15. Like anytime I hear below 20, I'm just like, ooh, dude, really? No buffering? How is that even possible? And they're like, oh, I'm just on Netflix. Okay. Well, that could mean a lot. That could mean a lot. What's up, Billy? How you doing? Rojas always telling it. I tried to. Big shout out to Paper Plate. Everyone make sure to tap, smack, or punch that thumbs up. Be sure to subscribe and ding the bell so you get notified on everything. 36 people, 24 thumbs up. Let's go, guys. Let's get the 40 thumbs up easy with the amount of people in. Let's get that thumbs up, guys. Oh, man. So this is the same guy that made the Superbox video go viral. The same guy that says you should get the Monster Box. The same guy that says you should get the Andubla Obligata Tangulala whatever box made, brought to you by Superbox. It's and this is the one that self-proclaims as being tech savvy. Okay. We have to get down We have to get down to this, guys. So if you guys know what a copyright violation is, please post it down. If you know what a copy violation is, please post it down. I'm pulling just stuff that are just facts and facts. This is just so bad. Okay. So here we go, guys. Here we go. Streaming Wizard's live too, by the way. So sorry, Streaming Wizard. He was just like, hey, is it okay if I go live? I'm like, go for it, dude. I don't care. That's the reason why I don't like the term tech savvy, because you got fucktards like this. Oh man. The water boy box. Okay, so if you know what I'm like totally just stumbling all over myself. If you know what a copyright violation is, please post it in the chat. I'm going to read you guys here, and this is from copyright.gov. Not making this crap up at all. Copyright.gov. There's a lot of stuff here that you can find on the internet, and it's not that hard, but people got to make up their own shit so that way they could sell their own VPNs. What is a copyright infringement? Here we go, right here. It has who is an author, what is a deposit, what is a publication, what is a copyright notice. It gives you all that stuff. But we're going to read what is a copyright infringement. So as a general matter, copyright infringement occurs when a copyrighted work is reproduced, redistributed, performed, publicly displayed, or made into derivative work without the permission of the copyright owner. Yeah? We're letting that sink in. That's what it is. That's what it is. So let that sink in a little bit. This just gets under my skin so bad. So the first thing he said was he doesn't even talk about the general what copyright infringement means. Yeah, straight to the point. Everybody is tech savvy and a moron. I'm a moron. Oh man. So copyright infringement, that's what it means, right? So what does it mean? And you know what? I gotta pull this out. Gotta pull this out. While streaming, where is unauthorized access? Okay, hold on. I'm getting there. Copyright infringement is when you use something protected by copyright law without permission for a use where permission is required. Okay, yeah, here we go. While streaming doesn't violate, now he wants to talk about streaming. So let's go ahead and edumacate this guy. While streaming doesn't violate U.S. copyright law. And this, I know there is a law, a federal law that came out that was put into the whole COVID bill back in January. This was written in May of this year. Copyright.gov, you can go there and get all this information out. While streaming does not violate U.S. copyright law, downloading very explicitly does. Downloading. It's very clear as day. You're making a copy of the work every time you download something. A clear violation, if it's done without the copyright holder's permission, the copyright owner has the exclusive right to make copies. The copyright owner does. The person who doesn't, don't. Okay? Now, what does it come? What does it mean for streaming? People who are streaming that are not downloading is not illegal. Let that digest. Let that digest. Yeah. Okay. Not talking about passing digital payments or anything like that. Because I know we got NFL, we got pay-per-view. There's games and there's fights and stuff that are streamed out there for free. Right? Now, those who are hosting, again, this was like 2 months ago when this was written. Those who are hosting the stream that are not the copyright owner must have either a written document permission or some sort of legal notice. In other words, a written documentation. Or it's going to be most certainly in violation of copyright laws. So let's just say I own a bar, and I know plenty of us have done this, and we go to the bar, we're like, hey, we're going to go watch the fight, right? They're there watching the fight. And sometimes some of those places get shut down. Why? Because they don't have permission. Let that sink in, guys. Let it sink in. What's up, Elias? How are you doing, man? Good to see you. Oh, man. So this continues. So oh, man. Can your computer tell you what you're doing and what you are not doing? I'll ask that question even better. And please post it in the comments section. Can your computer tell you what you're doing or not doing to your ISP? Edwin says, did you ask this guy what he was smoking? Billy sure can. 619. Yep, that's where Google told me to find them. Good afternoon, James. Oh, you guys are you know what? Everybody who's like answering right now, you guys are smart. All you guys are more tech savvier than thou over there. Because we're already going into the whole Google conversation little by little. Cocaine's a hell of a drug, guys. Donald D. Nice. Often, but not everything. That's true. Often, but not everything. Okay. I got a better one for you guys. I'm going to put a line in the chat. This will be the start of the new answer the question, please. There you go. Paper plates already catching on. Okay, here's a question, guys. If you're watching Fire Stick and you're watching Transformers, can your computer, not your Fire Stick, know what you're doing? Your computer. Can your computer know what you're doing if you're watching Disney Plus on your Fire Stick? Oh, I'm sorry. DuckDuckGo told me. Oh, man. Can your PC, can your laptop, can your computer, whatever that is, Mac, Apple, PC, whatever the hell it is. My Juanita knows. Hells to the no. Thank you, Mike. Oh, here's an interesting one. If you wanted to, if you wanted to. But here's the thing. Your PC, your computer, if you're streaming on a Fire Stick, if I'm streaming on my cell phone, if I'm streaming on any other device, my computer has no idea what I'm doing. There's not going to be a browse search history of any sorts of what I did on my Fire Stick to my computer. Now, if you're talking about certain things, like what Octavia just said, if you're logged into Google on both, yes, because they will know your browsing history. It's the only way. That's only if you're browsing. But if I'm over here, and again, like streaming devices, if you're over here searching for stuff, Google will know. And then Google, it doesn't matter where you're at, Google will know everything. But they're different, guys. When you're streaming, if you're streaming something, your computer won't know what you're doing. Unless you want it to know, unless you have it synced, unless you really know how to hook everything up to the same exact like server network. And we're going way beyond of what most people do. Okay. Now, can find some interesting things with Wireshark too. Your ISP has your search history. That's why you need a no log VPN away from the 13 eyes. We're going to get there. VPNs. Here's the question for you guys. Here's another one. Do you think a VPN will fix issues when it comes to streaming? Do you think a VPN will fix all your issues with what you're streaming, what you're downloading, what you're getting? Do you think you're 100% safe? And keep in mind, guys, I do VPN videos every now and then, but I don't push VPN videos constantly like everybody else. I always leave one in the description. I talk about it every now and then, but I never push it for a reason. And it's true. People here, hells to the no. VPN has a log. 0 100 0 0 trust, right? Nothing is 100%. Exactly. Here you go. For those of you that think getting a zero log VPN will protect your search history, is, how can I say it? Partially a lie. I can't answer your questions because I'm not tech savvy. Partially a lie because of this reason. And then this is why. Let's just say you log into your VPN, whatever it is, zero traffic, zero log, zero everything, no sugar, no sweetener, no artificial. Let's just say, right, you're using a VPN, right? And I'm not telling you VPNs are not needed. I'm not saying that either. I'm not saying VPNs are not needed. You should probably still get a VPN, and I'll give you reasons why. But I'm not selling a VPN. I'm not selling mine at all, so I'm not even going to mention mine. When you connect to a VPN and you go to your search and you're searching, there's a log instantly when that happens. Instantly. There's a log right away. For one reason, that information that you just typed in has to go through this encrypted area, wherever that is, to say, I don't know what I'm doing over here, to your destination. If it's google.com, enter encryption, and boom, you're there. There's a log right there. The VPN has to know where you're going, so they have to track and log what you're doing, so that way they could bring you that information back. If not, how are they going to do it? They can't. It's impossible. Now, there's a difference between keeping log history. Log history. There's some VPNs that says no log. You want to look for no log history. Okay, that's important because once I'm done and I disconnect from the VPN, is my history gone with it? As soon as I hit log out, am I gone? Is it wiped out or am I screwed? What about my cookies? Think about it. Think about it. Okay. Here's some information that, and again, this is industry standard. You could search this on vpn.com. You can go to copyright.org. You can go to all, you could just search this stuff. Does my ISP know if I use a VPN? Does my internet service provider know if I'm using a VPN? Thank you, Octavia. Appreciate it. I'm trying to educate you guys as much as possible because curiosity that knows nothing just spewed all kinds of crap. That's like, dude, none of that is true. None of it. Does my ISP know if I use a VPN? According to him, your ISP will not know what you're using a VPN, don't know what you're doing, don't know nothing at all whatsoever. And I'm so glad I have you guys here in the chat because a lot of you guys, did you say, what is that, pizza? Oh, cookie. Your ISP will know. What about history in Google? Think about it. Think about it. If you got history, if you got cookies, and if you don't have it auto-cleared and all that stuff, even though you're connected to a VPN, you get off, all that information is still there on your computer. Trevor, exactly. They know, but they don't know what you're doing. So what's clear is that your ISP can't see what you're doing, but they know that you're connected to a VPN. So here we go. Here you go. Are we ready for this one? Here's how your ISP can see your VPN. You ready for this? I'm telling you guys, this is how we learn. This is how we share the information. And again, hello, just search for this stuff and you'll find it. Here's how ISP can see your VPN. I'm going to give you four of them. Here's one. Seeing VPN IP address. Ready? It is easy to tell that a server you are connecting belongs to a VPN provider. If you're home and you're like, I'm going to go and sign into this VPN, and now you're sending your IP address changes, your ISP's like, wait a minute. This is your IP address. Why is it bringing back this other IP address? They're not dumb. Think about it, guys. Here's reason number two. Looking at a port number. You connect to a very specific port, which is determined by a VPN protocol. ISPs typically don't use those ports. Reason two, think about it. Here's reason three. Noticing your VPN protocol. Even if you are using a different port, VPN protocol encrypts your connection, which might be another indicator to your ISP. We're getting this? We're getting this information, guys. Make sure you guys are smashing that thumbs up while you're here, guys. I appreciate you guys. And here's reason number four, analyzing with DPI. And this one is so important. And people think, my internet provider won't do it. a sophisticated technique used by most advanced internet service providers to analyze and detect VPN traffic. They already have something there that's tracking this stuff. Hello, Storm. How are you doing? They have something that now, let me say this part one more time. Used by most advanced internet service providers. What I call advanced are all the popular ones. Time Warner, you don't think they have money? Spectrum, you don't think they have money? AT&T, Verizon. You must have some kind of boo-boo, GB, hebe, libe, whatever, ISP, that might not have this advanced technology, but I'm pretty sure your internet speed is probably on dial-up. And even some dial-ups, they're on AT&T and Time Warner anyway. So, or they're owned by one of the big ones. Hey, Storm. ¿Cómo estás? So that those are the four ways how your ISP can see your VPN. So the second you turn it on, boom, they know already. They know already. So by you saying, and this is again, curiosity none nuts, saying that ExpressVPN is the best, oh man, just want to. Okay. Now that we know that they know your ISP sees you, and this is 100% true what SearchFlix is saying, if an ISP wants to mess with you, there's nothing we can do to stop them. They know when you're streaming and quoted stuff and when you turn on your VPN. So if they want to throttle you, so if they want, they can throttle you on demand. Thank you. Now check this out. Oh, check this out, guys. This is the part that it was like, wait a minute. Hold the door. Here's what your ISP sees when you use a VPN. Now, this is very important. We got about 40 people watching. Smash that thumbs up, guys. Here's what your ISP sees when you're using a VPN. And the way he said it was, and again, he is Mr. Curiosity, is saying, hey, they don't see nothing. Use your ExpressVPN. If you don't have it, for my subscribers, check out the discount below because I'm not a lawyer, but use my VPN. Oh my gosh. Check this out, guys. This is what your ISP sees. And this is what internet service providers have reported. This isn't an article, and this isn't crap that's made up from anybody. This is reported from internet service providers that they've actually been able to pull while using a VPN. Ultimate Streams TV, great show. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Mr. Curiosity better not have any cats because curiosity killed the cats. Okay, you ready for this one? Seven things that your VPN can see, guys. Seven things. The first thing is that you're using a VPN. That's a given. The second you turn it on, they know it. They absolutely know it. You're not fooling them. They know that you're on. Here's number two. You ready? Your ISP can see the VPN server's IP address. Like, think about this real quick. Your internet service provider can see your VPN's server's IP address. Have a good one, Paper. Yeah, timestamp it if you're going to watch it later at 40 minutes so you don't miss this, man. Crazy, right? Do I need to say that again, or are we good? Do we need to say this again, or are we good? And that's why Netflix can ban sites 100%. Reason number three, your ISP, your internet service provider, can see your VPN's protocol that you used. They can see that. Number four, your internet service provider can also see your real IP address regardless if you change it. So they're looking at what your real one is. They're also looking at what you're currently using. Yeah? Oh, we got some good stuff coming. Reason number five. They also have all your connection timestamps. They have all your timestamps. Anytime you turn that bad boy on, they have that timestamp. Oh, you think we're done? Number six, the best one. And I know number seven is, I should have just said number seven first, but whatever. Number seven is the best. Number six is the best one. Here's number six. Your internet service provider can see the amount of data that is being transferred. Do you hear that? Your internet service provider sees the amount of data that was being transferred. I still got one more, but they can see it. Now think about it. When we're over here saying like, oh, I'm going to watch a movie. I want to watch a TV show. I want to watch a movie. 2 gigs. I'm good. 2 gigs, I'm good. I'm going to watch it for the next 2 hours. Okay, cool. I'm going to watch something else for 2 hours. I'm going to watch another hour and a half of another couple gigs. And then you turn it off to watch Netflix. Okay, now I'm going to watch this for an hour and a half or 2 hours, and it's going to be a couple megs. Really? Couple megs, huh? And you're not even using all of our speeds either. Interesting. Really? Huh. Now, here's the most important part, though. They know, and again, this is reported back from ISPs and talks with VPNs. They know the amount of data that's going back and forth, right? But the seventh thing is, it's encrypted. They don't know what it is that's going back and forth, but be real, guys. If you turn on a VPN and you're going on the web to search, you think you're going to be bringing about 2 gigs of stuff if you're just searching kittens eating limes on YouTube? You think you're going to be sending 2 gigs of information back to you? Think, guys. Think. Is this some, scary stuff? This is some scary stuff. So the question, of course, is going to be like, why the hell do I even have a VPN? What's the point? What's the point of having VPN? Now, here's the thing. On YouTube, they've already been taking notice about people using VPNs maliciously and saying, we're going to take videos down that are bypassing digital payment content. We're going to take those videos down. Downloading and streaming, two different fruits. Exactly. Way two different fruits, guys. I'm telling you, guys, just think, guys, just a little bit. Just think. When you're downloading, big trouble. When you're just streaming, Not so much. Now, with some of these laws and regulations coming in about bypassing digital content, YouTube is doing some work and taking people down. There's also a couple things that it's happening. There's some things that are a little bit gray still, and there's some things that are slowly coming to light. But this YouTuber again, Mr. Cafe, says, if you use a VPN, and let's just say you want to watch football, fake cough, insert fake cough, and you're blocked out, and you're blocked out. You're picking up on this, right? Turn on the VPN so you could unblock stuff. So that way you could actually watch whatever you want. So first he says, hey, people are getting letters because they're downloading, they're doing this, they're doing this, they're doing that. And internet service providers are throttling, they're shutting them down, they're getting cease and desist letters, they're getting like all this madness, right? But if you want to, like, he's literally saying, if you want to watch the pay-per-view, or if you want to watch some football that's being blocked, guess what? Turn on this ExpressVPN and you're good because they don't know what you're doing. Oh, by the way, I'm not a lawyer, so... But use my link, guys. Use my link in the description below. For my subscribers, 40% off, guys. I'll hook you guys up. That's what's happening right now. That's what happened in this video. And that's what I'm like. 45,000 views later. And climbing. And this was just a couple days ago. Yeah, don't forget to sign up with my referral code. So pretty much says, if you don't get a VPN, you're going to probably either one, get a letter from your internet service provider saying they know what you're doing. Or two, you are going to get a summons to go to court. And you better have a lawyer because we're suing you. Those are the two choices you get if you're streaming without a VPN. Hey, if you don't want that to happen to you, use my referral code. Use my VPN. That's what's being said. And the explanation, the reason why I was asking you guys all these questions is because that's what was being expressed. And it irks me to the core to know that somebody with that many amount of subscribers, as you guys know, even when I had the Rojas Reviews channel, I didn't push VPNs like crazy. I never pushed like, dude, get the VPN because explosions. Oh, where's my explosion sounds? Hold on. Get the VPN because. I said it. Hey, your VPNs, you could do a lot of stuff with it, right? So that was always the question that I would always constantly answer. Why to get a VPN? This is why. This is why. Oh, and be aware of free VPNs. Please don't. So, some of you guys were already talking about Google and stuff like that. I love you guys. Because you guys know better. And of those of you who guys are learning, I love you that you're here and that you're learning. Because this is how we learn. We all share this information around. I'm not the know-it-all. I just search and ask and help me. And then I'll help you and we'll help each other out. That's how we do it. Oh, man. Two reasons why a VPN is good. And these aren't the reasons why he's telling. This isn't the reason why he's telling you to do it. These are the reasons why some of us, I do it, and some other people do it. These are some of the reasons why we use it. Your ISP, your internet service provider, will sell your data. It's not even a matter of they might or maybe. Haven't you ever wondered? And look, you think I'm kidding. You think I'm kidding. I was looking for some new clothes. I'm gonna pull this up, guys, because you think I'm joking, check this out. I'm constantly at Best Buy. That's my kid in the candy store. What's this ad? And this ad, I was looking, I never looked through Best Buy on the computer. It's on my phone. I was looking for a new webcam to upgrade some of my equipment stuff. And look what comes up right here on Prime Day. Or Prime Day, on Prime, Logitech, C922. Oh, look, ESPN Plus. They know I'm watching ESPN Plus. I was looking for new gym shorts because I'm on this weight loss. I've actually lost a little bit over 10 pounds in less than a month. And I was looking for shorts at Kohl's. Look what just freaking came up here. Instacart, Walmart. That's why you need a VPN, because what they do, your internet service provider, anytime you're searching for stuff, they get that information and they sell it to websites like this. Hey, guess what? Rojas is reviewing your website. Rojas is right now checking your stuff out. Hey, guess what? Oh my God. I cannot freaking make this up, guys. Do you guys remember some of those headsets that I was reviewing and stuff? Look at this. What is Turtle Beach? I can't make this up. What's next? Stream locator? I got one here. So this is what they do. This is what your internet service provider does. And the thing is, it's not just in the US. It's not. I've been able to travel aplenty, and I've constantly get some random ads, and I'm like, what? How do they even know? Hey, where's is Red Lantern still here? Remember how we were talking about we were talking about the lawnmower? Remember that, guys? He was just saying like, "Hey, I want your lawnmower. Look, check this out. Here's the lawnmower. $40 off coupon. You want it?" Look, and they didn't even blow it up. They even blew up the picture. Holy crap. These are the reasons why you need VPNs. For that noise. For that nonsense. Cutting off surveillance. Here's the second reason. Yeah, good to see you, Mark. I think I saw your message earlier. I don't know. Yeah, I walked them dogs. Cut off surveillance. As you guys know, cybersecurity has been insane the last several years. And I mean insane. Insane. We've been talking about T-Mobile getting hacked. We've been talking about Verizon. We've talked about Nintendo. We've talked about Xbox and PlayStation. We've talked about so many things that they've been hacking their stuff. And what happens? There's some kind of ransom. Hey, you want your information back? You want us to delete it? Give us money. VPN's really, really good for that. So that way, crap like that don't happen to you. Cybersecurity. There was actually a podcast that Next Level and I did. I think it was like two or three episodes ago. We were talking about a girl from New York was taking nudes, had them on her phone, and somebody intercepted those pictures. These pictures were on her phone. It's not like they were anywhere. They're on her phone. She went, "Hey, nip slip." And a hacker got them. Now, here's the thing. If she had a VPN, so that way she was protected, like, so that way they couldn't track her IP address and hack into her stuff, could it have helped? Absolutely, it could have. Now, here's the funny thing about that, though. Here's the funny thing about that story. The guy that stole those pictures got caught and arrested. He got caught and arrested because he was uploading them somewhere without using a damn VPN. Because I'm stuck with stupid. It's like, dude, are you like, really? Did you really just hack this girl, upload them, and then you get arrested for doing the same? Really? Oh, man. My bad equals two words. Oh, man. I can't make this crap up, guys. I cannot make it up. This is insane. This is insane. I'm really like baffled. I'm really baffled. I'm really, really baffled. Streaming can constitute a copyright violation when users create a public performance of unauthorized work or showing the stream content to a public. Yeah, first name stupid. He wasn't tech savvy. Oh man. If anybody is interested, if you know, if you guys just go to Curiosity Cafe, and I would say, like, if you want to go and just see how bad this is, it's labeled as copyright violations sent to Fire Stick users. Watch to avoid. So there is pros and cons to having a VPN, guys. Just there's pros and cons. The way this guy did it was, I'm very not okay with. To scare people to get a VPN. Bonjour! Lee TV is in the house. Lee, did you hear anything that happened in the beginning? I'm pretty much summing it up right now. I'm giving everyone the short version of what I don't like. My final thoughts, guys. like freaking Jerry Springer here. Well, it's just what Curiosity Cafe did, but he's like, no, I didn't see it, but he's a dickhead. Why just Fire Sticks and not all streaming devices? Think about it. Why is the title just for Fire Stick users? So this guy did a video, Curiosity. And the title, copyright violation sent to Fire Stick users, apparently only Fire Stick users. He says, watch to avoid. And, Octavia, you're going to have to watch our last episode because Lee was on it and it was just me and him had a really good combo. So Curiosity did this video pretty much saying if you don't have a VPN, you're going to get either sued or you're going to get shut down. And this is the same dude that will do videos on Superbox. And then he says, if you don't want this to happen, but you want to watch the football games that is blocked, use a VPN. And then in the same sentence says he's not a lawyer. And what's even more baffling is YouTube left that video up for several days. 45,000 views later. This is the shit that really like gets under my skin because he could do good. He's got 320 some thousand subscribers on how to get the super box, how to get free content, how to digitally bypass content, all everything that YouTube don't like. That's it right there. How to watch the NFL in 2021. Monster Box comparison. And he's been slowly changing his stuff because he doesn't want to get shut down. Oh, top three fully loaded Android boxes. Really? How the heck is that even up there? And this is when I'll go to Twitter and I'll ask YouTube, how is a guy like this guy up and I'm not back? Why are you guys still trying to work on my channel? And you know what? You know what's the sad thing about it? You know what's the sad thing about it? It's not that he thinks we're dumb to fall for it. Is that there's certain people out there that will look at it and be like, where is that freaking express code? Where is that VPN? Where is my super box? Where is, and people will purchase stuff off of them because that's how he's influencing people. That's crazy. That is some crazy, crazy stuff. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Lee TV just going ham. Yeah, I don't know. It's be very, very careful and please do your research. All of us are never right. Us as YouTubers, we are just like you guys. We don't have all the answers. We don't have all the information. We do our research and we try to give it to you as best as we can. But then we have some fucktards like this that will try to milk your pocket as much as they can. And that's, and you know what? I really hope that when people are watching his video, that this video also trends right with him. So that way it'll pick up, everybody who watched his video will watch this video and maybe be like, oh, wait a minute. This guy said we should do this, and this guy said we should do that. Maybe I should just do some research. And that's what I'm hoping happens. You don't have to take my word. You could just do some research. And I'll admit, sometimes I've been wrong about a couple things, and I've deleted videos, and I've retracted some stuff, and then sometimes I'll announce something that I jacked up. Sorry, guys. But yeah, we got one fucktard that didn't wash that ass. Troop. And that's the thing. If any YouTuber, unless it's Lee TV, I'm just kidding, Lee. If any YouTuber says I'm too tech savvy or I'm more tech savvier than everybody else, than thou or whatever, maybe you should just look into what they're saying, see if it's true or not. And sometimes it can be very, very easy. What's up, Stuart? Good to see you. Donations are appreciated, but not required. Appreciate that, Shrink and Sharon. It's, oh man. I just this stuff just really, Lee, I always fuck up. Did you turn on your VPN, Lee? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say, guys. If there's any last questions that you guys want, go ahead and put them in the chat. That's anything related to what we're talking about, and I'll try to answer them as best as I can. I'll give you guys a few minutes, maybe a 5 minute, four minutes. Let's do 4 minutes before I start ending it. I try to be honest as much as I can, guys. And I think a lot of us, for the most part, try to be honest. Like a great example was, and I'll use you, Lee, as an example, and Free Tech. Lee did the review of the Superbox and it worked fine. And he was just like, yeah, he's like, it works good. It just, a lot of it's outdated and the price is just stupid. And FreeTech went on it and just, what's his favorite word? Dog shit. He just dog shitted all over that box. He hated it. Right. And all of us actually have gotten on a conversation about this stuff. And we think it's horrible. You know, we absolutely do think it's horrible. What's up, Dabs? The butcher's in the house. How you doing, man? So some things can be for some and some things cannot be for some. Thank you for confirming what I already know. Good vibes. Thanks, Trevor. I refuse to review it because they are milking money from people. Tech is my passion. What's up, Demi? Demi's in the house. What is up? Good to see you. They are milking. They are milking people to the core. Mike C. I'm good. Just prepping for the show. Hey, Dabs, what time is your show? Is it in 30 minutes? No, you're in a couple hours, right? You're in a couple hours. Oh, man, I'm just. Yeah, if you guys see, and again, I really don't like to waste my breath with other YouTubers like, and again, I don't like to throw people under the bus, but like Curiosity Cafe, where it is video after video after video after video of just misinformation. And the last one was just kind of like the last straw for me, where it's just pretty much scare tactics. And and that's the thing. If you put the word fire stick in there, the video is going to go crazy. The second you put the word fire stick in a video, that's it. And now when you begin to scare people saying copyright violations to people with fire sticks, it's nuts. So this is what I would suggest everybody to do. If you ever watch a video, doesn't matter who it is, if it's mine, if it's anybody's, anybody that's out there, and we're reviewing content, product, we're just checking things out, and you're just like, you know, you're doing your research. You're like, wow, let me just do my research on some of this stuff. Do very simple research. For example, when this one's saying throttling and shut down is the same, that's such an easy thing that will take you 5 seconds to look up. What's the difference? And you could literally look it up, Google. What's the difference between throttling and internet shutdown? And it will explain it to you. Or what is internet throttling? Because you probably already know what internet shutdown means. You're being turned off. Yeah. Just do some research, guys. And that's what I do. I will do a lot of research. Sometimes I'll have meetings with people and I'll talk to people to talk about their product. And like, for example, actually I have, and I'll bring this up right now. Stream Locator. A lot of people say that this thing is pretty good. I was unsure about it at first. And then once I started doing some more research on it, I'm like, dude, this thing looks legit. You don't need a VPN. You just need one of these guys. Pretty legit. And I started asking some questions before I said, go for it, send it to me. And so far, I'm like, this thing's awesome. And I did get a question just recently. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't know. I'll find out when I do the video. I'll find out and I'll make sure I'll address it when I do my video. But I didn't want to give them just some monkey answer just to be like, yeah, you know what I mean? I've already had several people like emailing me about the product. So I got to do my videos first. I got several videos to do before I could let it go. Lee TV uses it. Yeah, Lee TV uses it. Loves it. What's up, Crazy Canuck? If I want a product, I will read reviews on Amazon from who has purchased it. Also, see the number of positive responses. Actually, you know what I do? I do that, and I also click on negative. I want to read what the negative comments are. Sometimes I'll even take it to Reddit. I'll read forums, or I'll just search. Like I use multiple sources of things to get my information before I say yes or no. Elite TV. Yeah, boy. Yeah, that device is really solid, guys. Really, really solid. And you guys can go to Stream Locator and pick one up. So, man, okay. A lot of Amazon reviews are fake, bought because probably they got free product. And that's why I always look at the negative reviews, because they'll normally say all the bad stuff. They'll say some good stuff and some bad stuff too. Or I'll just look elsewhere, sometimes on eBay, on Reddit, just random places, you know? Yeah, very, very, very true, Dabs. Also know most people that hate an item will post, few that love it will post. Yeah. I typically return it. And if I really hate it, I'll make a review on it. Yeah, Stream Locator works straight out of the box. No throttling, no, it just works. It doesn't slow down. Whatever is coming in is exactly what you're getting out. So, cool. All right, I'm going to start wrapping up the show. I really do appreciate you guys. Yeah, I appreciate and love every single one of you guys that came out to support the channel. Make sure you guys share. If you guys don't mind, make sure you guys do hit the thumbs up. There is a little share within this video. Post it. You know what? Post it on freaking Numbnuts comments. Hey, watch this, Numbnuts. I would love to have freaking Curiosity Cafe and be like, hey, so Numbnuts, what is the difference between throttling? Do you know, you want to be tech? No, he's too tech savvy, so I can't ask him what throttling means. I'll be like, hey, do you know what the difference of latency and jitter is? Come on. But yeah, share the video. Let's get the word out. Let's get this video up to 45 freaking thousand views, because you damn know this guy who's got 45,000 views on his channel, half of those guys probably purchased that ExpressVPN or probably scared if they didn't purchase the VPN and are thinking about it. And we want to help some people out, and we want to make sure they're doing a good purchase, not a fear-mongering purchase. Oh, man. He's got no shame in his game. No shame in his game. So I just hope that I could save a couple people. Let's share this everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Zanga, Friendster, LinkedIn, whatever you got, whatever exists. I don't even know it anymore. Share it wherever you got. Share it with him. Hey, here, edumacate. But appreciate every single one of you guys. As always, make sure you guys do smash that thumbs up. Make sure you guys are subscribed to the channel, because we got all kinds of BS happening here. Yeah. You guys take care. Make sure, hey, Dabs, do me a quick favor. Drop your link. She likes my jitter, but dislikes my latency. Can't hold it in, huh? Butch, drop your YouTube channel. He has a live show coming on later today. If everybody that's watching could head out over there and check him out. A lot of good stuff. Love the guy. Got some lot of good information. Check him out. Yeah. I'll give you a second, Dabs, if you want to add that link in there. They give me a bad name to everyone. They give bad names to everyone. They do. They absolutely do. You know, let me see if I can grab Dabucha. Do you have a set? Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah, set reminder. Share. Copy. There you go. This is the Butcher's live show that's going to happen. It looks like in 3 hours, 2, 3, 4, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There we go. Make sure you guys do head out over there. Make sure you guys do check them out. A lot of good stuff. And support each other, guys. Subscribe to us. You know, check us all out, because we all have all kinds of stuff here. So, yeah, lots of topics all the time, lots of topics. So, all right, guys, I'm going to head out. I got some stuff to take care of. Appreciate you guys for spending your Friday. Enjoy the weekend. Summer is almost over. So enjoy. Be safe. Be smart. Be more tech savvier than thou. And we'll see you guys on the next one. Have a good night. Have a good day. Peace out.